In late December, the sun follows a southerly path across our western slope skies, and daylight hours are short. December 21st at 9:48 p.m. Mountain Time marks the solstice, when the sun shines directly overhead at a spot at 23.4 degrees south latitude. Solstice translates from Latin as still stand of the sun, which refers to the fact that the sun appears to linger far to the south in late December. But the sun starts moving slowly northward just after the December solstice. This fact was celebrated in ancient Rome around December 25th as Dies Natalis Solis Invicti, which translates as the birthday of the unconquered sun. Some historians have suggested that early Christians adopted this date for Christmas. The last full moon of 2015 occurs at 4:11 a.m. Mountain Time on Christmas morning, December 25th. The full moon stands exactly opposite the sun in our sky. It will rise in the northeast around sunset on Christmas Eve, December 24th, climb very high in our sky by midnight, and set in the northwest around sunrise on Christmas Day. If it's clear, watch the full moon rise at about 4:46 p.m. on Christmas Eve. Does the rising moon look especially large to you? Most people perceive the rising moon to be much larger than the moon as seen high in the sky. This effect is called the moon illusion. The moon is actually about 4,000 miles further away from us when it's on the horizon than when it's high in our sky. Those 4,000 miles correspond to the Earth's radius. The moon's apparent size is actually 1 to 2% larger when it's overhead. Even though this is easily proven with photography, the full moon still looks huge to me when it's rising. But the explanation for the moon illusion lies in the field of psychology, not astronomy. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Art Trevina.